नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 Chapter 5, text 24. Narada Muni cursed by Prajapati Daka. Sa Bhuya Panchajanyayam Ajena Parisantvita Putran Ajanayat Daksha Savalasman Sahasrina Sabaya Panchajanyayam I'm sorry. Sabuya Panchajanyayam Ajena Parisantvita Putran Ajanayat Daksha Savalasvan Sahasrina Sabuya Panchajanyayam Ajena Parisantvita Putran Ajanayat Daksha Savalashvan Sahasrina Sabuya Panchajanyayam Ajena Parisantvita Putran Ajanayat Daksha Savalashvan Sahasrina Parisanvita Putrana Janaya Daksha Parashvan Sahasrina Savoya Panchajanyayam Jena Parisanvita Putrana Janaya Daksha Savarashvan Sahasrina Sabuya Panchajanyayam Ajena Parisantvita Janaya Daksha Savarasvana Asrina Matajis Sabuya Panchajanyayam Ajena Parisantvita Chana Janaya Daksha Savrasvan Sahasrina Saha Prajapati Daksha Bhuya again Panchajanyayam in the womb of his wife Akshini. I'm sorry, in the womb of his wife Akshini. Asikni. Is that right? Asikni or Panchajani. Ajena by Lord Brahma. Parisantvita being pacified. Putran sons. Ajanayat begat. Daksha Prajapati Daksha. Savalashvan, named the Savalashvas. Sahasrina, numbering 1,000. Translation. When Prajapati Daksha was lamenting for his lost children, Lord Brahma pacified him with instructions, and thereafter Daksha begot 1,000 more children in the womb of his wife, Panchajani. This time his sons were known as the Shavalashvas. Purport. Prajapati Daksha was so named because he was very expert in begetting children. The word Daksha means expert. First he begot 10,000 children in the womb of his wife. And when the children were lost, when they returned home back to Godhead, he begot another set of children known as the Savalashvas. Prajapati Daksha is very expert in begetting children. And Narada Muni is very expert in delivering all the conditioned souls back home, back to Godhead. Therefore, the materialistic experts do not agree with the spiritual expert Narada Muni. But this does not mean that Narada Muni will give up his engagement of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Sabuya pancha janyayam ajena parisantvita putran ajanya daksha savalashvan sahasrina. When Prajapati Daksha was lamenting for his lost children, Lord Brahma pacified him with instructions, and therefore Daksha begot 1,000 more children in the womb of his wife, Panchajani. This time his sons were known as the Savalashvas. Om Ajnana Trinandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So herein, the second set of children, who are known as the Shavalashvas, were born to Daksha. And Daksha wanted them to be nice materialistic persons, as all of our families, all of the families want their children to grow up and be good materialists. Srila Prabhupada delivered so many, still delivering so many, to the spiritual path, to the renounced path. And the parents are becoming, were, and are very upset because they wanted their children to become successful materialists. I know my parents were extremely upset at Srila Prabhupada because they had a plan. My uncle Phil was the first vice president of the Continental Bank of Evanston, Illinois. And the plan was I would graduate from the University of Illinois and become a banker. And because I didn't become a banker, of course, in essence, we became a banker. We've been the treasurer for BBT for over 23 years. That's banking millions of dollars for Prabhupada and for Krishna. But they wanted us to dress in a suit and go to the bank every day and do like my uncle. I met with my uncle after becoming a devotee. And I said some years ago, but many of you probably never heard, I asked them, what is the most joyful thing in your life? What's the most blissful activity that you get out of your work. So his particular field of expertise, even in the 1970s and 1980s, was repossession. So he said, I get nothing. There's nothing so joyful and powerful and pleasing as to call in someone who's taken out a big loan and say, I'm sorry, Mr. Jones, but we're going to have to take your house back. It is now the bank's property. He actually told me this. First Vice President, his joy was crushing poor people who couldn't afford the mortgage or the payment on the car. He actually told me, and he was quite a nice fellow, Uncle Phil. But this was his joy. This was the joy that he got out of the material world to say to others. He told me this personally. I'm sorry, Mr. Smith, we're taking back your car. It's now the bank's property. He said there was nothing so powerful and so joyful as saying those words and actually repoing the car and seeing that individual crushed by the loss of their material possession. So this is the material world. I crush you, you crush me. I take away your possession, you take away my possession. Everyone's trying to get more and more toys. I think there was some bumper sticker. Whoever collects the most toys wins. In this material world, that's the philosophy. So Daksha wanted his sons, the first 1,000 Haryashvas and then the Shalavalas, he wanted them to become good materialists like all of our parents did. But Narada Muni's business, Narada Muni Bhajavina Radhika Ramana Name, his business is chanting Radhika Ramana. His business is chanting Hare Krishna to everyone and anyone. Srila Prabhupada said, we were in Utah recently, and the president there gave wonderful class. He was at the festival in 1977. Srila Prabhupada said at that time to all the devotees, I am an old man. I may pass away at any moment, but you will all live for 50 more years to push on Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada gave the benediction to the devotees in 1977. Live for 50 more years to push on Krishna consciousness. Means till, not for you young devotees, but for us old fellows, have to stay alive till 2027. There's only 16 more years. Prabhupada said, you will live for 50 more years. We were all at the time, 1977, most of us were 23 to 27, 28 years old, 25 years old. So 50 more years would be the grand age of 75. So Prabhupada gave that benediction that you live for 50 more years to push on Krishna consciousness. This is our order from Prabhupada. Like Narada Muni, he travels everywhere and anywhere chanting and preaching Krishna consciousness, preaching to give up this material world of I cheat you and you cheat me. I steal from you and you steal from me. That's the nature of this material world. My daughter got married on this last Saturday. So they asked me to give a lecture, give a speech. For some reason, they didn't want the temple bhajan band playing. Mostly it was the groom's family was there. The bride's family was just me and my son and the mother and the half-sister. So we got up and we told a true story that there's no trust in this material world. My daughter, in her freshman year of college at UC Riverside, she said, I'm coming home, I have a boyfriend, and I want to introduce you. I said, oh, sure. So I was out someplace, I don't know, and came back, came into the house, and there's a guy in my kitchen. He's got pants down to his hips. And the boxer shorts are out by 8 inches. It's kind of a special kind of dress. And my immediate thought, because I forgot that my daughter said she's bringing home her boyfriend, that someone's going around my kitchen. I have nothing in my kitchen. Some brown rice, lentils, and a toaster. But I was thinking, I'm being robbed. So I immediately grabbed a baseball bat from behind the door. It's a true story. I told this story at the wedding, and they were all cracking up because they knew what he looked like, being from Long Beach and a kind of a ganger guy in those days, 5 years ago. Even the mother was laughing, holding her side. I grabbed the baseball bat, and because we have a small apartment, Sita heard someone come in. She came to the front and said, oh, Peter, did you meet Prince? I said, oh, Prince! And he came out, and we said hello and introductions, everything. She said, what are you doing with a baseball bat? I said, you know, me, Savas, and the boys, we went out to play a little ball. And she looked at me funny because she never knew that me and Savas and the boys played much ball, specifically baseball. So this is the nature of the material world. Someone's in my house. I'm not sure who it is. Clobber them. They must be trying to steal from me. Someone's taking my car. Someone's taking my house. This is the nature of the material world. But the nature of the spiritual is I'm giving divine knowledge. Rishabh Dev, he instructed his sons. Unlike this Daksha, Rishabh Dev told his sons, Nayam Deho Deha, Bhajan Riloke, Kastan Karman Arhate Vidbhujamye. Tapo Divyam Putrakayena Sadyam Sudyadyasmad Brahmasokyam Twanantam. His sons were born and he instructed them, like Narada Muni, before Narada Muni could get to them, he instructed them. Nayam deho deha bhajan riloke. Now that you have received this human form, he told his sons, which is very rarely achieved, this human form of existence. Nayam deho deha bhajan riloke tapo divyam puchaka yena sadvyam. What's the second line? Kastan kamanarhate vidbhujam ye. It's very rarely achieved, therefore, tapo divyam puchaka yena sadvyam. Make your life tapo divyam. Make your life about transcendental austerity, about divine austerity. Tapo divyam puchaka yena sadyam sudyad yasmat brahma sokyam tvanantam. That will continue forever and be beyond this material world, be deathless. This is Rishabdev's instructions to his sons. He didn't want them to be mundane moralists and mundane materialists. He wanted them to be to utilize the human form for spiritual activities, for chanting Hare Krishna, for engaging in devotional service. This is the purpose of this human form of life, not just to become the Salvalas or the Uncle Phils of society. We all were headed for Uncle Phildom. That's a fact. Our parents were butchers and different kinds of sinful characters, sense gratifiers, and we were headed to follow in their footsteps from the material point of view. At best, I know Banabhata's mother does the, she's 97 years old, 94, excuse me, and she goes out every week with Meals on Wheels. We met her in New England. She goes and feeds the poor. So at best, our parents were altruistic. Still, they weren't engaged in devotional service. They didn't know what the real purpose of this human form of life is. Therefore, Narada Muni told the Salvalas, don't just become sense gratifiers again. He told the Haryashvas, don't just waste your human form of life. People want, I have to get a career. Everyone's worried about a career of sense gratification. What is the use of a career of sense gratification? It serves no purpose. And this human form of life is meant for a career of Krishna consciousness. That is our real career. Prabhupada gave us a 50-year career. We had all been in the movement for some years already, by 77. And he said, you go on for 50 more years with your career plans of spreading Krishna consciousness. That's real career. If they look at, if we were to go now and apply for some job in the material world, what have you been doing? You're a 60-year-old man. What did you do throughout your life? Well, I went on Sankirtan for this many years, and I was temple president of the Hare Krishnas for that many years, and I trained people how to sell books at the airport for this many years. We might not be able to get a job even at, they told me at the hospital, you have to get insurance. I said, what should I do to get insurance? They said, can you go and work at the convenient or the mini mart? So I don't think they'll hire me. I have no resume. 38 years Hare Krishna service. Average income, zero per year. Actually, if you count the apartment and prasadam, average income, $900 a month, about $11,000 per year. They consider you worse than the Salvalas or the Haryashvas. But our real career, because they don't know, materialists don't know what is spiritual, our real career is in spreading Krishna consciousness. I was talking with Judah Karma yesterday, and he said, where do you think you're going? He was giving his estimation where he's going. He said, I'm not so sure it's going to be the spiritual world. I can't really picture myself with the chamara all day fanning Radha and Krishna. I'm not so sure, but I think I'd like to go to engage in more devotional service. And I agreed that, yes, let's go back wherever Prabhupada is, wherever Srila Prabhupada's service is, and we can continue our careers, not just for the 50 years that by nature we may be able to fulfill, but for lifetimes, to go on serving Srila Prabhupada by preaching the Krishna consciousness movement, by preaching the philosophy of the soul and spreading Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON movement far and wide, even to different planets. So this is our situation. Like the Salvalas and like the Haryashvas, we've been saved. Even though our parents were upset that we didn't become the dancing fools that they wanted us to become, we were saved and engaged in our, have the opportunity of engaging in our long time careers, in our eternal careers, in our life after life time careers of Krishna consciousness. Any questions or discussions? Yes, Prabhuji. You can say it, I'll repeat it.
Thank you, Prabhu. If some of our Gurukulis students who will go into the university now, which is mostly 90%, will be hearing to your lecture, and they will say, come on, Suraji Prabhu, give us the positive side. Who's going to replace Obama in the future? Somebody has to go to the school also.
Who's going to put...
Who will replace? Or who will be that King Pariksi or King Yudhishthira? They have to be well-educated.
You said who will replace Obama? He's not going to win.
I'm just saying... I mean to say, you know, someone in the future will be a leader. And to be a leader, you have to be educated, even materially speaking. So someone will say, Prabhu, can you give us the positive side of that for someone who is going to the university?
We don't mind that, just like my daughter is a teacher and someone else's son is a businessman, so many activities, but let them be Krishna conscious first and let them have their Krishna conscious life first, it's true that they may be thinking, well, my parents, they were devotees and look at them. Now I'm going to get a good job and really show the world. But when all is said and done, in this material world, after you're finished with your good job, they discard you and you have your, maybe you have your house and your car and some possessions that ultimately are taken away. What was the gain? Of the gain of the world, if you lost your soul. If you can do both, vidyam cha vidyam cha yas, tadvedo bhayam saha, avidyam mrityum tirtva vidyam ritam ashnute. The Upanishad teaches us one should actually learn the science of nations and knowledge side by side. Vidyam cha vidyam cha yas. So if one can be like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, a great judge, and at the same time sleep very little and just press on Krishna consciousness all day and all spare moments, that's wanted. But if one just becomes a materialist, in the name of I'm the son of a Hare Krishna, or I'm the daughter of a Hare Krishna, I'm going to climb on my motorcycle tonight. My father wears saffron, my mother wears white. I'm going to go out the window and climb on my motorcycle tonight because I'm the son of a Hare Krishna. Then that philosophy is not very good. Better to also try and take up Krishna consciousness like your parents and somehow or other make that the most important part of even if you have a materialistic career. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Appreciate Oi Gavalt. Thank you.